Welcome to the 20 Minute Runner Podcast. My name is Roland, and I am the 20 Minute Runner. It's good to have you along with me as I run and race through the Piedmont region of North Carolina. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. Welcome to Fancy Gap, Virginia. I am standing on the porch of the home where we are staying with two other couples, one who is the coordinator of the marriage retreat that we are attending. Got here late yesterday. We'll be here through tomorrow, just after lunch. But the view from here, as you walk out on the porch, and we noticed this as we got here yesterday and made the last sharp turn to get to where this house is. It's actually in a development with many other homes. But as you made the right turn, over on the left, there were houses on the edge of this one-lane street. And then tremendous large valley, as far as you can see, as you look across. It's absolutely beautiful. And while this morning it's a little bit cloudy, today is the 28th of May, Friday. It's about 9 o'clock. During the daylight hours when there's no clouds or haze, fog, you actually can see Pilot Mountain several miles from here. But across the valley, you can see Pilot Mountain very, very clearly, the way that it sticks out, that knob. But as we came in yesterday, Cindy and I actually saw a deer as we got into the development, and there was a fawn with it. And they were crossing the street, so we slowed down, and as they got across the street, we stopped, and the fawn had gone into a ditch and a very heavy brush, and the doe came back as we sat there in the car. The doe came back and could not find the fawn, and we didn't see him either. I don't know where he went, but deer are protected here. I saw a wild turkey earlier today, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful place, but we are about 78, 80 miles from Thomasville, but yet we are in the mountains, and from here we're going to be going to Cashiers, and I'll tell you more about that later. But be that as it may, it's good to have you along for this episode of the 20 Minute Runner, episode 55. I did get up this morning, went running, left here at 6 o'clock, and we are very close to the parkway. So when I left here, I ran to the parkway, crossed the parkway, ended up on a gravel packed road, ran on it for a ways, went back on the parkway, and then ran on the parkway, actually to the point to where the gate is that they close when the weather is very inclement during the winter. So I ran by the gate, kept going, and the last half a mile going out that direction was downhill, and I knew coming back it was going to be difficult. So I had about 5 to 6 minutes of a fairly steep incline running back, but I'll be honest, it felt good. I put my head down and shortened my stride, which is what you need to do, what you need to do as well when you're running on hills. And due to the fact that I run hills in Thomasville, didn't really have any major or significant issues. But as I came back, I did see the wild turkey, as I mentioned, but my GPS, it was broken, not the GPS, but the link was broken, so I was only able to time it, but I ran 61 minutes and some change, and it went at least 6 miles, probably 6.5, but we'll call it 6.5, because I could not keep up with the details whenever, almost halfway into it, the GPS link was broken, and it was never reestablished. I don't know what happened, if it was just the area, if it was the trees. But I will be putting a new battery in it. So that run went very, very well. I finished strong, ran a little further on the way back than I did going out to make up the time, so I had a good hour and was running very good coming back. No major issues, felt good even going up the hills. If you just put your head down, shorten your stride, take your time, you can make it. So that's what's going on with us. I will plan to record on a run in Cashiers, where we're going to be heading now for several days, and I hope to share some information with you about that area which is about 4 hours to the southwest of here near Asheville. And I will have various links at the blog about some of the areas that we're traveling. This begins our vacation. Yesterday was the 27th of May, excuse me. And we plan to be gone until tomorrow is Saturday. We plan to go back to Thomasville a week from tomorrow. So anyway, good to have you once again, and we will be back. Morning, or good afternoon, depending on where you are. Good evening, maybe. Good night, I don't know. It's morning for me. It is the 18th of June, 2010, Friday morning. It's about probably 5 to 7 at the moment. 71 degrees. Sunny. Absolutely no clouds at all, other than a few very small distant clouds, but it's going to be hot today in the 90s. It was hot yesterday in the 90s, hot the day before that in the 90s, hot the day before that in the 90s, and on it goes. We are definitely in a warm spell. As I said, today is, I think it's to be 92 maybe, and we're looking at 95 by Monday, which is a couple days away. But it's getting summer. I guess summer's 3 days away. Is that right? 21st of June? Or is it 20th? Father's Day? Is that when summer begins this year? Anyway, you get the idea. It's warm here. But this morning, it's reasonably comfortable when I'm in the shade. In the sun, it's beginning to get a little bit warm. But not terribly. Anyhow, I hope it's a little cooler where you are. Could be hotter, but Central North Carolina, this is typical weather for this time of the year. Welcome to episode 55. You probably are thinking, according to some of the correspondence I got, Roland, have you stopped running? Or, at the least, have you stopped doing the podcast? Well, obviously, if you're hearing this, the answer to both of those is no. I have not been running as much the last three and a half weeks or so since we put an episode out, but I am running still and doing okay with it, although we've been running less, and that's been because of several reasons. I won't go into all those in detail, but my right hip, not really a factor. Bothers me just a little, as it always does. I'm beginning to think that may always be the case. But I've had rest lately, and the nagging is still there, even though it's hardly perceptible. And we were out of town for 9 or 10 days. Made it difficult to run. I think I ran twice during that period. And then we've had health issues in the house. Not me, but Cindy, having some health things going on, which we've dealt with for years and years. If you just remember her in your prayers, if you pray, I hope you do. I believe God answers prayer. But just lift her up. She needs a special touch. And so dealing with all those things has sort of put a damper in my step, but I wanted to get out this morning and run, and I've been really wanting to get an episode out last couple weeks. I'm still planning to do a weekly episode, even though this has been a little spell between the last two, counting this one. However, sometimes things happen, sometimes life happens, and you know that. But yes, I do plan to put out a weekly episode the vast majority of the time. Occasionally it may go a little longer, but I hang around, and Lord willing, a new one will come out. So I thank you for your patience. Thank you for your understanding. And again, it's good to have you with me today. And as you heard from the opening clip,
our time away, we did go to Virginia to begin with, and then from there we did head down to Cashiers, North Carolina, near Highlands. Had a great time there, but we were able to run some during that time. While we were there, we did several things, and I'm not going to bore you with my vacation itinerary of what we did, but I would like to just share a little bit with you about some of what we did, and then I've got some other things I want to talk about today briefly as well. Friday night, we did go see Little Orphan Annie at the Barter Theater in Virginia. Man, it was really, really good. The girl who played Annie actually is the one who toured with the national tour of the musical. I don't think she's going to be in it every performance this summer, but she'll be in a lot of them. And they were really, really good. It was funny. Moving a little bit at times. The small kids who played her orphanage comrades did a great job. Had a couple choreographed songs that they were involved with. One involved a bucket and a mop. You can possibly imagine, probably imagine. But that was very, very enjoyable. That was what we as a group did. Then Cindy and I left there Saturday and went to Asheville. Spent the night in a rather nice hotel. Nothing extravagant, but nice. Had a jacuzzi, which I think that's only the second time in our lives we've ever stayed in a hotel with a jacuzzi in the room, but that was neat. And we rode by Biltmore, but we opted to not go to Biltmore. Instead, we got up the next day, which would have been Sunday maybe. I didn't get to church on Sunday, which is very unusual for us, but we did spend some time together, which is very important, but usually we like to go to church if we can, if we're away. Not always, but if we can. That day we didn't, but took the beautiful drive from Asheville through up through Batcave and then into Chimney Rock, which we had not been to years and years and years. Spent the day there. Took some pictures of Chimney Rock. I didn't get those on the blog, but you can go online and I'm sure you can find something about Chimney Rock. It's this rock formation that was a park, has been a park for many, many years. Has a bit of nostalgia to it. And lots of shops on either side of the road. Not that pricey. And some mom and pop restaurants. One of the places we enjoy eating is Jenny's. They were closed that day, but we were able to find something to eat and spent the day there and really, really, really enjoyed that. And then the next day when we left, or that day actually, that afternoon, that evening, rode out Lake Lure for just a few minutes, which is near there. Beautiful lake in the middle of the mountains. And from Chimney Rock, went to Glenville via Hendersonville and Brevard, and finally got to the place we were staying there at. Technically it's Glenville, but I think it may have a cashier's address. And so we were able to stay there for the entire week. And that was just a lot of fun. We needed the time away. I did. And just a great trip in that respect. And didn't do a whole lot during the week, but we're gone each day after sleeping in a little while and took sandwiches with us most days and then did various things while we were there in the area, which we had visited before, as I said, but it's been a good while ago. On Monday, went to Silva and to Franklin, North Carolina. It was Memorial Day, so everything was closed. Morning. And so you would imagine that things would be open in the mountains for tourists, but a lot of things were closed, so we ended up going to a thrift shop there, which we really enjoyed, and then I bought a book on what happened to the Jews during World War II, and all the information about how they have dispersed since then, which Israel's in the news a lot these days, and personally I think that something big is going on, and it doesn't involve countries that are even aware of it, but I think that God is involved with it. I know He is. Don't know how it's all going to play out, but you just sense unrest and difficulty everywhere you look. So I think something is really in the works. It just seems to be that way. Of course, I'm no prophet, nor the son of a prophet. But if you think the world events are not heading towards some type of cataclysmic event, I really don't think you're looking very hard. So anyhow, picked up the book, but that day we just knocked around, went to an outdoor statuary place, and we bought a bear, put it in the yard. So didn't do a whole lot more that day as we were getting settled into the area. And then on Tuesday, went to Cashiers itself, which is probably 7 or 8 miles through winding mountain roads from where we were staying. Looked around at some of the shops. And then one of the things we did was we went to the largest falls on the eastern half of the country, Continuous Falls, Whitewater Falls. And that was really, really great. We enjoyed that.
Go down the steps. Pretty awesome. I took several.
That's good. Come on.
Oh, bye. Got my jacket.
Here. Yeah.
How far is it?
154 steps. So I think it's probably worth it. Man, it is really pretty. Rhododendrons and that is the biggest white pine I've ever seen. Good gracious. I've never seen one that big. Wow. You coming? We are descending the stairs, 154 stairs that go to the base of the falls where the view is really, really good. And I think what I'll do is take a picture from down here and I'll put it at the blog. Picture the waterfall. I think that'll be pretty awesome. So he's bringing up the rear, just about to the bottom. This is Whitewater Falls, 441 feet. High, the highest falls in the eastern United States, I guess with the exception of Niagara, which is obviously on the border. But anyway, this is where we are, and the view is incredible. Ooh, you can probably hear it as well. We're going to get some video. Wow, totally awesome. You can probably hear the falls. Pretty awesome. Absolutely beautiful. I believe the view here is better than where we were before. Wow, incredible. Beautiful area. Oh, what do you think? It is. Basically, when you get to the bottom, there's a platform, and it's lower than the other, but the view is better. And the water just cascades, and then it has a slower spot, and then it cascades again.
Can I take some? Whitewater Falls is 441 feet in height. The biggest waterfall I've ever seen by far. Beautiful. I think I'll just let you hear some of the falls for a few seconds. So if you're running right now, just relax.
441 feet tall. The highest falls in the eastern United States. Continuous falls.
Just run relaxed and imagine that you're being refreshed by the water spilling over you as you're probably a bit hot right now. And just listen for a few more seconds.
The falls are 411 feet tall, actually, not 441 as I stated, and just beautiful. Can't describe it. We had a picnic under some trees near there, and I almost got a ticket for not paying the $2 fee, which got a little confused about how that worked. Very low-tech way of doing that, but got that taken care of. And then we left there on that evening, which would have been Tuesday, and on Wednesday went into Highlands, and every shop we went in, I believe, had a dog. Now, don't go to Highlands for cashiers unless you're going to spend money. Cindy and I don't think we spent anything while we were there. Pants are $170, purses were $300, had a really nice jewelry store, which I won't even begin to touch, although they did have some less expensive items. But we enjoyed going to Highlands. But while we were there, it rained the entire time that afternoon, basically the whole afternoon. And that put somewhat of a damper on that trip. But Highlands is, if you're familiar with the Mitford books by Jan Caron, who actually, I think they're more based on Blowing Rock, which is in the northern mountains of North Carolina. Highlands is very similar to Mitford, and I would say Blowing Rock. So if you're familiar with the Mitford series, and you think about that town, in a lot of ways that's similar to Highlands. Elevation 4,400 feet, I believe it said. But every shop we went in had a dog in it. We stayed in one bookstore, which we've been to before, and the lady there, I noticed she had an extensive line of independent self-published works. And I told her, I said, would you be interested in, morning, would you be interested in possibly selling a book that I've done? And she said that she would be taking a look at it at least. And so I told her that I would mail her a copy. Haven't done that. I got to get a copy and send it. But she may sell some books for me, and we'll give that to hospice. Plus, she mentioned a book signing later in the fall, which I don't know if I'd go all the way back to do that. But it would be neat. But it's kind of shop atmosphere where people coming through, tourists especially, might be looking for something vintage North Carolina, or at least the area. And my book was written about, of course, the Nets in North Carolina. And it's the type of thing I would pick up if it was my vacation, and I always buy a book on any trip we make. So I don't know, we'll see how it goes, but I will get that in the mail to her, and I appreciate her being willing to do that. All right, we are 31 minutes and change into this run, and I'm feeling reasonably well. We've run just over 3 miles, so we're not speeding today, but feel pretty good. Be glad to get back. We're planning to go 6. But thanks for being with me again. You're listening to episode 55 of the 20 Minute Runner podcast.
Behind me, well, I got music, I got a big white moon, I got sweet air to breathe, I got sweet air. Well, and the miles are rolling across the Mississippi River. I gotta forge on, I gotta make it into the mountains, yeah, and into the forest. Well, I'm gonna stake a plot, yeah, and I'm gonna take my family there. And I said, I'm gonna find a vacant lot, I'm gonna build my castle there. I'm gonna live my life like royalty, and yeah, yeah, man. I'm gonna find a vacant lot, I'm gonna build my castle there. I'm gonna live my life like royalty. And who, yeah, yeah. I'm gonna take my wife and kids in. I'm gonna leave my job behind. I sit in with my days. I start a whole new life. Well, I'm gonna live my life like royalty, and who, yeah, yeah. I'm gonna find a vacant lot, I'm gonna build my castle, yeah. I'm gonna live my life like royalty. So I'm in those mountains, yeah, and I'm in that forest. I got sweet air to breathe, I've got sweet air. And I can look across the universe. I see the Great Lakes and the Golden Gate, yeah, standing on a cliff that's 5 miles high. I'm gonna find a vacant lot, I'm gonna build my castle there. I'm gonna live my life like royalty, and who, yeah, yeah. I'm gonna find a vacant lot, I'm gonna build my castle. I'm gonna live like royalty, and who, yeah, yeah. I'm gonna find a vacant lot, I'm gonna find a vacant lot, yeah. I'm gonna find a vacant lot, yeah. I'm gonna find a vacant lot, man. I'm gonna find a vacant lot. I'm gonna find a vacant lot. I'm gonna find a vacant lot. So high.
The rain ended, and we were able to get away from the islands. We went back home that evening, and ended up going the next day to Cashiers again, looking around, and bought some sourwood honey and just messed around the town again. Not a whole lot there, but beautiful setting. And where we stayed, when you stand on their deck, you can see the mountains in the background, sort of up on a ridge almost, but with the leaves full out the way they are now, you can't see as much. But we've been told by them, the owners of the property, that in the fall, you can see all the way down to the lake in Glenville, which is very beautiful. And I picked up some real estate information. You know, I had a lot of time and just was curious. And instead of houses being 125, 150, 200, the property with 3-bedroom, 3-bath houses, 2 acres of land, things like $1.7 million, that type of stuff. So, obviously, I'd never live there, but it's a beautiful place to visit, and we're thankful for the opportunity to do that. On Wednesday of the week, which I think was the day before we went and picked up honey and looked around our last full day there, or at least next to last full day, I did go running, left where we were staying, finished a run on up through the hills, I should say, mountains, and went up for 30 minutes, ended up in a development that was being built when we were there 3 years ago, 4 years ago maybe. Has a total of 4 or 5 houses, and of those houses, 3 of them are for sale, but it's all been cleared, and not totally cleared, but I mean, roads been put in, and I ran on the roads and got into an area after I got through some of the houses where they cleared but hadn't put anything yet, that there would be brush on the side, pasture-like at certain points. You're up on this mountain now. View fantastic at times. And then there was woods. And I would go through shortened areas where there were lots of tree coverage. And my GPS didn't work while I was there, nor did it work on, as I said earlier in this podcast, on the first run. Found out incidentally that the problem might have been with my watch, not with the GPS unit itself. Since I've been back, put a new battery in the watch, even though it wasn't dead. But when I pressed the light, it would dim, and you couldn't see it. It's weird, but I knew there was something going on with the watch. So, got a new battery in it this week, and as of 35, 36 minutes this morning, we're working fine, so I believe that was the case. Still enjoying this watch, even though I don't know they're making them anymore. Saw where Timex is coming out with a global trainer, which looks very interesting to me, but I also saw a review. Guy had it on his wrist, and man, that thing's got to be 3 inches wide. I don't know if I'd feel comfortable running in that, especially a shorter run. But anyway, next to the full last day we were there, I was running through this area, and I kept thinking, man, I know there are bears up here. What if one come out? But something kept drawing me, saying, how far can I go back in here on these paved streets, which were paved 3 or 4 years ago, but no building has taken place. And so, maybe I'm a fool, but I kept going. I did see a couple of pheasants, which was pretty neat. And I got to near the top, I don't know, looked like the road went even a little bit further. And it's sort of a small maze through there. But got up to the top, and they had built a shelter. Outdoor fireplace, cupboard, water, all that. Although the water wasn't working. But they built a shelter there, and I was able to walk around for just a minute and look out, and the view was fantastic. And again, Cindy and I took some pictures later. We drove up there after she threatened to kick my butt for doing something that stupid. If a bear or whatever had gotten after me, I don't know if anybody ever found me or not. But we were okay. But we went up and took a few quick pictures before we left. So we enjoyed riding Cindy up there to see the view, which again was fantastic. But today I ran and I kept going. I ran up one road and come to the end of it, and literally it stops in a fairly large area, flat area, on top of this little peak, and look out in the valley. Wonderful view. Did that a couple times, and then finally I got to the shelter I described, turned around and weaved my way back. Didn't find any bears other than a couple of pheasants, and it seems like I may have seen a rabbit. But other than that, no incidents. But coming back, I knew it was healing, and I did not stop, although I had to slow down. Now, I can't tell you how fast I was running, because at that point my GPS was not working. But coming back, got out of this area, development area, got back on the road. It's just country road, non-lane, going down the, or up, whatever, this mountain. And as I began to run down it, got over a low point, then began to climb. It's hard for me to tell in the mountains where some of the hills are, that type of thing, when you're running. You can't always see it, but you can feel it, of course. And so I was running and trying to maintain a good pace. Wasn't smoking it, but first time I had run there in several years, as I said. But as I got up closer and closer to the house, I'd go around a curve and I thought, man, is there another hill? And there would be. And at one point in this, I think I ran 61 minutes. At one point, the grade became so difficult, I actually had to stop and walk for about a minute. And then I picked it up in my legs, not just from tiredness, but the pure steep, the incline. Felt like my legs were only coming a half an inch off of the ground. And my heart was thundering in my chest. And it's like it is this morning, although it's easily 10 degrees cooler there than it is here. With the sun, it was getting a little bit warm, kind of like I'm getting now. Plus, I haven't had water, but we're going to make it. And finally, I reached a point where around the curve looked familiar, and I said, if the house is not up there on the left, I'm going to walk in. And when I made the curve, right-hand curve, didn't see the house on the left. It actually started to slow down, and then I saw it. So I was able to finish. But that was one of the hardest workouts I've ever run. And I sincerely believe, if you live in a hilly area, particularly like that, mountainous area, you clearly have an advantage over people that don't. And even for me, while I don't deal with those kind of hills every day, I can identify with the hills at least helping, because I run up and down smaller hills. But yeah, I know when I go home where it's flat, I can tell the difference. So hills will help, but that was a very, very hard workout. Not as enjoyable as far as comfort as the one I did on the parkway, where I had not run since I went to a running camp when I was 14 in Waynesville, which is near the area where we were in the North Carolina mountains. Went to a running camp with Benji Durden, who made the 1980 Olympic team, but we boycotted, but he was there that summer. And Lee Fiddler, Bud Coates, maybe. I can't really remember now, but we ran on the parkway on the viaduct and ran 6 miles with them. And you got to remember, folks, back then, I was a lot younger. Well, obviously, we all were. But we ran on the viaduct, which is on the parkway. And I remember we were still cruising for them, but we ran like a 620, 630 pace for 7 or 8 miles. And I never will forget that run. I couldn't do that now, obviously. My speed is not there, although for the half marathon, I do believe I'll gain back enough to break 140. But that was the first time I had run on the parkway earlier in the week we were gone. But That second run was a lot harder, but we got through it and enjoyed it, and we didn't get eaten by any bears. And then our last full day there, we went over to Maggie Valley, Cherokee, which was really always enjoyable. And as I told you in episodes past about the casino, it's growing. Honestly, that end of Cherokee is looking like a little Las Vegas or something. Even though there aren't any shows much, although I did see where some big country group and a magician is going to be there. So they do have shows, but that seems to be the only venue for that. But we mainly looked around in little shops there, which is... Cherokee's totally different for us tourists who aren't going to gamble than, say, Highlands, because stuff is family friendly. Not that it's not in Highlands, but I mean, you can buy things for kids. And you can buy things that actually have the name of the destination spot on them. And Highlands or cashiers can't really do that. So we walked around there, and I think we picked up a t-shirt and maybe something else. We did not spend major money on this trip, let me tell you, other than gas and what we ate mainly. A few souvenirs. Although when we went to Highlands, I did get this cast iron bell that hangs up. It's got a bird on it. It's pretty neat. I'll get a picture of that on there sometime. But we made our way back. Got back Saturday. I guess it'll be Saturday. This past Saturday was a week ago. And since then, running's been a little hard to come by, as I said, but we're still doing it and still enjoying it and still glad to have you here with me. I did get a race report, a half report from David Yellen. And David, I apologize that you sent me this report probably at least a month ago, and we're just getting it out, but I didn't want to share that with you. David, congratulations on the half. And I know that since then, David has also run a full marathon, and we'll give you a report on that and a photo on the blog, episode 56. So let's hear how David did on his recent half marathon.
The Shell Chester Half Marathon 2010. The weather forecast for Sunday, May 16th, was for temps around 13 degrees Celsius and cloud cover with the likelihood of rain showers. It was for this reason that I felt confident heat and wind would not be an issue. On the other hand, my sleep had not been great in the days leading up to this race, and I decided to enjoy my favorite meal of vegetable tikka masala on the evening before. In addition, I had not fasted from caffeine as I had done last year. Looking back now, this tells me something about how I was thinking. The first training plan I've been following had a 13-mile run at marathon pace, 8:23 for me in the plan, so it was a happy coincidence that this race fit in perfectly. I had prepared my drinks before I left the house with 6 scoops of powder across the 4 8-ounce bottles. 2 of the bottles had 4 caffeine tablets in them. I took 4 sports legs 1 hour before the start, as I have done before all my races, be they bike or running. I was wearing my original ASICS Cumulus 6 shoes, my knee-length compression socks, my Skins shorts, and a racing singlet. We started at 9:30 exactly. I had decided not to wear my MP3 player, a decision which I regretted later. I had also decided not to wear my white cap, which in the end was another error. The first time I had run this race, I had chatted to 2 people on the road, which both served to keep my heart rate down and ease the pain. This time I was doing a 9:30-30 run walk. The race was a much more solitary experience because of it. I believe that I can run faster with the run walk, but I'm not sure it was worth it. My plan for the race was to try to keep to an 8-minute pace for as long as possible. My hope was that I could bring it home in 1 hour 45 minutes. This would mean 8-minute pace from start to finish. As the race started, everything was going to plan. First mile in 7:50, average heart rate was a bit high at 153, but I had my walk break to come. Second mile in 7:51, average heart rate was also high at 158, but my concentration was on the pace and not my heart rate. Another mistake. I will not do this for the marathon. Miles 3 through 10 were perfectly on pace. The first 10 miles were completed in exactly 80 minutes, a new record for me for this distance. My heart rate had breached the 160 level after just 5 miles, though. Looking back now to last year's race, I had completed the same 10 miles in a time of 1 hour, 29 minutes, and 54 seconds, so a PB for the race was definitely on the cards. After having a problem at the start of mile 11 with my watch, I combined the resetting of it with a walk break. This one lasted just under a minute, longer than required, but needed, as I was feeling pretty tired. Mile 11 was completed in 9:12, including the walk break. Mile 12 was completed in 8:45, including a 40-second walk break. As I approached the hill during mile 13, I was finding it pretty hard to keep everything together. I started my favorite phase of the race, the rabbit chase. Looking up, I saw the least fit, most tired-looking runner in front of me and tried to push to catch them. Normally, I feel like I am pressing the nitro button, which helps me find the last dregs of energy in my legs. This time, there was nothing there. I tried again, still nothing there. Now I was running down the other side of the hill. Still, there was nothing. I was hanging on for dear life. As I cruised to the line, I was passed by a runner who had been behind me for 5 miles. I had failed. That's how it felt, and that's how it still feels. Not a very positive run for me. Lots of lessons to learn. Everything from needing to reduce the risk of suffering with the heat to considering some entertainment on the route. On reflection, I ran a PB for the distance of 1 hour, 47 minutes, and 48 seconds. I broke my PB for the race by 8 minutes and 30 seconds. I easily ran the 8-minute, 23-second pace that my marathon training plan asked for, but I set a target and I failed to achieve it. Next time, it will be different. To be continued. The Chester Marathon takes place on Monday, 31st, May 2010, in Chester, UK. Please pray for me that day, if you can, as I will be running it for my mom, who died of breast cancer 8 years ago.
I want to let you know that my apples are coming in, and we've probably picked 8 or 10, and I've eaten 3 or 4. Mostly they're somewhat small, not tiny like last year, but we do have some huge ones that I checked last night, late in the day, and they're not ready yet. Granny Smith, but I do have some on the tree. They're beautiful, big as my fist, big apples. And if they make it, I will at least have had apples for a few weeks to munch on that I grew myself. That's pretty neat. Seems like last year, first year we really had any. They didn't do that well, but this year they're doing much, much better. I just climbed the first hill, going down the long one now. But anyway, we've got bell pepper, and I got jalapenos half as long as my little finger. Several types of tomatoes, and I think every bush but one has tomatoes. Some of them are actually beginning to turn. So we'll be giving you a report on how the pepper canning goes and all of that, but I'm just really, really pleased with the apples. And even though it's been very, very hot, mid-90s, low 90s for most days the last couple weeks, we've had thunderstorms, and like, remember one day we picked up 2.1 inches of rain in a 24-hour period. So we have had some rain along with it, but you still have to water the stuff, so. But we'll let you know how that goes and may get a photograph sometime over the course of summer of the apples or peppers or something. We'll let you know about that. There went my neighbor behind the street behind me who runs, passing me in his car as we go up the hill. Hang with me, we're pushing, and we'll be back in just a minute to close out this episode. Okie dokie, we're winding this one up, literally just a few more seconds. We're running smoothly, comfortably, shortening our stride, running a pretty good pace. Have been the last few minutes. We're going to call it 6. Give you an update in a minute on how we did. Whew, it's hot. Probably 75, 76. Bright sun, which is up good. And ran 6 miles, but I didn't go far enough to get to my water break. So I'm thirsty. My mouth is feeling a little bit cottony. But hey, that's running. That's summer. Deal with it, right? And I encourage you to deal with it. Don't be discouraged. These runs now are going to reap tremendous benefits in the weeks to come. As we work towards a half, I've already laid out my training for that. It's going to involve tempo runs mainly, 2 segments, one run per week leading up to, I think, 6 miles of tempo in the last couple of runs before, tempo runs before the race. So if we can do a 6 mile strong tempo run at just around 10K pace, I think we'll be ready for the half. I still want to break an hour and 40 minutes. Will we? I don't know. We'll just have to see, but that's the plan, and we're going to keep running. I did get a couple emails recently that I wanted to share. One of them I already did, and one on David's report. But also I got a report, or excuse me, not a report necessarily, but just some very kind comments, and I just want to read that. It says, "Hi, Roland. Just thought I'd drop you a line to let you know how much I enjoy your podcast. I've been running for 4 years now and completed my first marathon last October. I would say congratulations. It was the Detroit Free Press Marathon. My time was 4 hours 12 minutes. That was, man, first marathon. You know that I'm there too, so that's a great time. I'm a salesman by day and spend an average 3 to 4 hours a day in my car. A colleague introduced me to the ideas of listening to podcasts to pass the time. Now I'm hooked. Must admit that my favorite podcasts are your 20-Minute Runner, which I picked up from listening to Coach Jeff, and Running from the Reaper with Nigel. And Running from the Reaper is also one of my favorites, as you know. I've recently started blogging, and if you're interested, you can check out my blog, and I'm going to give you the address for that. And listen, I'll also put this on my blog, the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. But anyway, the address is run, R-U-N, 2, the number 2, run2feelyoung.blogspot.com. run2feelyoung.blogspot.com. And then he finishes, "Yours in running, Jeff Runs," also aka or Written Reality, Jeff Wood. And I'm going to add a photo of Jeff at the blog, as well as the link and the links of interest. And I would encourage you to go there. And I know while Jeff didn't send me a race report, Jeff, I think I can get the picture from the information you sent. If it's okay, I'm going to list that as one of the listeners. Did want to give you a couple notes about the blog. I've added new counters there. They look different from the ones I had for recent races. The one nearest the top is the next race, and the one nearest to it is upcoming race. And you can see what races we got coming up. Right now I've got a couple 5Ks before the half, so we're planning to run those. You can also check out race results at the blog, as always, at the left, and see what's coming up the next several months race-wise, which right now I've only got 3 things scheduled for this coming year, which is fine. But go to the blog and check it out. Also, don't forget, send me your race report. Send me your race report. Send me your race report. Also, don't forget, send me an audio clip, if you'd like, of your race report or anything else that you want to share, and I will be more than happy to share that in an upcoming episode. And any photographs you want to send along with your race reports, just go to the blog, which you'll hear at the end of this episode again, the address, or you can just go to 20minuterunner@gmail.com. I'd love to have a race report from you, whether it's typed in an email, whether it is an audio file, include a picture, as I said. Whatever you want to do about your recent report or about running or just commenting on the show, I always love getting your feedback. It's very, very encouraging, so thank you for that. You can follow me on Twitter at The20MinuteRunner is my handle. You can follow me at Facebook, The20MinuteRunner. I have picked up more friends at Twitter and also at Facebook. Just recently confirmed someone, can't remember who, but a listener to the podcast who is listening to the show and is now following on Twitter now, or excuse me, Facebook. Now, I have to admit, I haven't been on there much lately. We were gone. It's one reason I didn't get a podcast out. I was going to record, but I didn't. But while we were gone, I honestly did not have access to a computer, any way of getting that done, so I didn't. But anyway, send me all of that. I love getting race reports and photos and emails. Send me yours. Okay, we're going to wrap this up. How did we do today? We ran 6.013 miles, and the average speed was 6.3 miles an hour, and the average pace was 9:25, and we ran 56 minutes and 42 seconds, and it's been great having you with me. I'm going to go home and get Odie. I definitely need me a Propel. I'm going to walk him and get cleaned up, but I needed this one. It's been a little hard today with the heat and all, but I enjoy it and I feel better, and I hope you do too. Listen, thanks for listening. I can't express that enough. I'll be back, Lord willing, in 7 or 8 days. If it takes longer than that, hang in there, but I think it'll work this time. Might even be a few days less than that. But have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Thank you for running with me today. Check out my blog at the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. There's a lot of information there, other items that I think will enhance your listening to this podcast. Also, while you're there, sign up for the podcast with iTunes or send me an email. I encourage you to send me your questions, comments about things we've discussed in this episode, as well as information about your most recent race. If you want to include a photograph and some type of audio file, we'll be glad to share that as well in an upcoming episode. All of the music that we use in this podcast is used under a Creative Commons license and comes from sources such as musicalley.com, jamendo.com, and other places. You can find information about this episode in the show notes at the blog. Again, I appreciate you being with me today. It's been good to have you along for this run. I'll look to talk to you again in 7 or 8 days. Hope to hear from you before then. And as always, thanks for sharing some of the road with me. My name is Roland, and I am the 20-Minute Runner.